Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending June 13th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And Colin Steele, our news writer, is out this week. Today we'll be discussing a number of stories. We're going to be joined by Margie Semeloff. She's a senior news director of SearchWhenIT.com, and she'll be talking to us about the Microsoft TechEd 2008 conference. We're also going to talk about Google's foray enterprise services. And now we're being joined by Margie Semeloff, senior news director of SearchWhenIT.com, and she's reporting in to us from Microsoft TechEd 2008. Margie, how are things going over there?
Oh, it's going great. You know, this is the second week of TechEd. Last week, as you may remember, Bill Gates was here. He gave his final keynote as chairman of Microsoft to an audience of just the developers here in Orlando. This week, there are about 10,000 people here, and the audience is the IT crowd. Can't say there were any real blockbusters this year. I mean, we're midway through a major product cycle. Vista's out, and Windows Server 2008 is out, and people are still either testing these products or not testing these products. Good question, actually, whether they're testing them or not. But what is on tap? I guess there was a release candidate for SQL Server. There was a third beta for the Identity Lifecycle Manager and a release candidate for Microsoft Application Virtualization 4.5, which a lot of people may know as SoftGrid. So last year at TechEd, Microsoft mentioned plans for an integrated security console that they had codenamed Sterling, and they mentioned that Sterling will now be out sometime in the first half of 2009.
I was just going to ask, Margie, was there any gnashing of teeth and upsetness about Bill Gates not being there for the IT guys, or any acknowledgement that this was his last TechEd?
Well, if there was, I sure didn't hear about it. But honestly, I don't think Bill Gates he hasn't really done a keynote at TechEd for a while, I don't think. Mostly the IT crowd, they would probably like it if Bill Gates were here, but it's really not the main thing that they would care about. They're really interested in the kinds of product announcements that Microsoft has, my acknowledgments that they're moving forward with a lot of their, you know, strategies, et cetera. Bob Muglia was the keynote, and he is the Senior Vice President of the Server and Tools Division. So he oversees a lot of the products that this community really cares about.
So, Margie, was there any pushback or feeling about Vista adoption in this crowd, you know, given that it's been out for quite a while now and hasn't had the best reviews?
You know, at the show, I didn't run into anybody rolling out Vista or Windows Server 2008. The latter product, of course, was only released recently, so that's to be expected. But you're right, the first Vista service pack's been out for a while, and most of the people that I talked to really just had no plans to roll out Vista anytime soon. Microsoft, they didn't have any news about Hyper-V, of course, which is the elephant in the room, and but they did say that it's on track for summer delivery, which is 180 days from the launch of Windows Server 2008, which was last February. There were a lot of people that thought that this would be the venue to roll out Hyper-V, but it was not to be, is what I am hearing about from IT managers and also from integrators. A lot of the projects that people are working on, since they're not rolling out Vista and they're not worried about Windows Server 2008 yet, are the kinds of things that save them money. For example, server virtualization as a means of consolidating. And also what's happening are a lot of rollouts of Exchange Server 2007, because Service Pack 1's been out for a while.
Great. Well, thanks, Margie. Thanks for calling in from steamy Florida.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Now, Barb, why don't you tell us a little bit about Google and the enterprise?
Yeah, there was a show in Boston this week where Google sent an executive to talk to Enterprise 2.0 conference. And the interesting thing there is, you know, Google is coming into the enterprise from, you know, its internet search strength, and now it's getting Google Apps and Google Gear and Google Application Engine. And it's really starting to come into kind of the on-premises turf that Microsoft has dominated. And, you know, this guy, Rishi Chandra, was making his pitch. He's saying, look, you know, on-premises software is not that secure. You know, one out of every 10 laptops is stolen in the first year or some statistic like that. And most of those laptops have corporate data. So how secure is your data anyway? And what would you rather have, your five or six security guys or Google's thousands of security guys on your side? And the answer to that question is, surprisingly, most people prefer to have their own security guys. I mean, this audience is IT guys, users, and they're not really ready to entrust all their applications and certainly not all their corporate data to Google, no matter how technically proficient it is. So that was the big message out of the show. However, even VARs and integrators say, look, over time, this is going to start happening and we have to adjust. We're going to have to build applications, whether they run on a server in your IT room or if they're running on Google servers in the clouds, we will have a role. And this is the big question for our readership is, are they going to be disintermediated by these vendor-sponsored and run clouds, or will they fight and scrap and have a piece of the action?
Great. Thank you so much, Barb. Thanks for filling us in on that and keep us abreast of that situation. Let us know what's going to happen. And that's about all we have time for this week. You can find the links to the stories we discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to tune in next week when our podcast king, Colin Steele, returns from vacation. And be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom
and Barb Darrow.
And thanks for joining us.